For now, they'll be using the same soil vapor extraction technology that's been pulling out roughly 135 gallons a day for the last 8 years. Two new wells drilled in more concentrated areas of the spill account for the increase in efficiency. This fall, officials hope to upgrade to a more powerful extraction method that would take care of another 1,000 gallons of fuel per day while scientists figure out what to do next. But with an estimated 8 million gallons of fuel to contend with, residents like David McCoy with Citizen Action New Mexico say none of this is fast enough.
We're not seeing anything other than studies and more plans for more studies, and plans for plans.
McCoy argues officials should already be working to remove chemicals that have dissolved into the aquifer. Bernalillo County Commissioner Maggie Hart Stebbins says she sympathizes.
It's hard for us non-scientists to understand why it's not being done immediately. Of course, we'd like to see it go faster.
But she says there are serious questions about so-called pump-and-treat methods, like what to do with the contaminated water once it's up. Meanwhile, she says she and her colleagues will do their best to keep the process moving along. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cicel Overgaard, KUNM.